531. PMN News at 5. Talo Falava, I'm Atutahi Potaka News. Pacific ministers are meeting to share strategies to see how they can improve education outcomes in the region. They are meeting in Auckland for the first ever conference of Pacific education ministers. Kalia Strong has more.
Common issues raised this morning include a shortage of teachers, recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic, and gender equity. Solomon Islands Minister of Education, Linnell Tanangada, is the first woman to hold the role. She says education for boys was seen as more important in the past, but that's changing, and now they're much closer to equal representation. For the rest of today, ministers will discuss the Pacific Education Report before visiting local schools tomorrow.
Wellington's mayor says she fully supports building the capital's first Whale Malai. The decade-long project, which aims to build a Pasifika-inspired space for community use, is now asking locals for their say. Mayor Tori Whānau says she's optimistic Wellingtonians share her enthusiasm for having their own Whale Malai.
I think they'd be 100% supportive. In fact, I've not heard any opposition to it at all. There are some debates about where it should be placed. Honestly, I don't think you could get a better mix of the use of space. So I think once people actually see the design, they'll be on board.
Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manase Songavare has asked the New Zealand government to reciprocate the visa waiver arrangement that Solomon Islands is currently offering New Zealanders. Songavare says a reciprocal visa waiver arrangement would enhance engagement, partnerships and collaboration with the Pacific. A feature film about a Tongan brass band seeking a way to the Rugby World Cup premieres in New Zealand cinemas this week. Red, White and Brass is the true story of a diehard Tongan rugby fan who misses out on tickets to a Tonga versus France World Cup game. Co-writer and co-producer of the film, Halai Fonua Finau, says Red, White and Brass is a must-see for families.
When we performed in 2011 at the Rugby World Cup against France, I don't think any of us ever envisioned or imagined that more than 10 years later we would make a film about it, let alone a film with some of the world cinemas heavy hitters backing it. Ricky Films and Taika Waititi's names attached to it definitely elevates the film.
The film will be in cinemas on Thursday. And finally, New Zealand Rugby has announced Scott Robertson as the new head coach of the All Blacks. Robertson will be on a 4-year deal starting next year, placing him as head coach for the 2027 Rugby World Cup. Current All Blacks coach Ian Foster will leave after this year's Rugby World Cup. That's PMN News at 5 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.